The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Again, if you're new to the broadcast, on any platform that we're watching or listening today, please let us know in the comment section below if you're able to. The comment, let us know where you guys are joining us from and that you are indeed new to the broadcast. And of course, we welcome you here today. I want to show you what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to pull up a little, some headlines that have come out recently over the past 24 to 48 hours. And these have made headlines, not just nationally, but internationally. At least 18 people in New York City alone have been killed, according to the latest report, overnight in New York City and New Jersey during historic flooding. Let me correct that again. At least 18, some sources say 21. That's why I hesitated there for a little bit, because some sources say 21, other sources say 18. But we know at least 18 to 21 individuals across New York City and New Jersey have been killed by what they're deeming biblical historic floods. Some headlines said flooding of biblical proportions. As you can see here, another headline said historic flooding hits the Northeast, East Coast death toll skyrockets in wake of catastrophic flooding and tornadoes. We know that a catastrophic tornado ripped apart homes in New Jersey. The tornado destroyed at least 9 homes along Josephine and Marvin Lanes early on Wednesday evening. Again, these are just some of the many headlines that are coming out. In fact, in New York alone, the report said there was a flash flood emergency that was issued, and it was the first time ever documented in history of New Jersey that this flood emergency was for the Northeast New Jersey and was issued. And a flash flood emergency was issued for the exceedingly rare situations, quote, when extremely heavy rain is leading to a severe threat to human life and catastrophic damage. So again, this is unprecedented weather events that continue to take place. I want to show you another. Now I want to get into some scripture here, but this is not just, when I was putting this together, I thought about this. This is not just the United States, guys, but this is happening globally. We're seeing fires and floods that are transpiring, historical fires and floods that are transpiring across the world. Germany, the United States, Russia, China, Japan, and the list goes on. Now I'm going to pull up a scripture here. This is Luke chapter 17, the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 30. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on this. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, I'm going to pull this off here for a second. I'm going to talk to you for just a few minutes. If you'll give me 20 minutes of your time today, I believe I'm going to show you some prophetic parallels that I believe are not only stunning, but I believe they give more credence to the urgency of the hour that we're in, prophetically speaking, on the clock, on the prophetic clock of God's timetable. You see, Jesus compared the days of Noah and Lot to the days of the Son of Man. Or we see here that the day that the Son of Man will be revealed. So we got to take a step back, and we got to take a journey back just briefly for a moment in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. You see, in the days of Noah, there was a judgment of water that covered the earth. It affected the whole earth. It impacted all the earth, not just one country, not just one nation, not just one city in a nation, but the entire earth was impacted by this judgment of water. And then we see, he says, as it were in the days of Lot, and we know, of course, there was a judgment of fire and brimstone that came out of heaven and impacted an entire generation, which was those that were there in the cities of the plains, in which we know that Lot and his family, or should say Lot and his two daughters, were the only one that actually escaped the judgment. But don't miss this. There was a judgment of water before a great redemption. Because remember, Noah was spared from the judgment. Noah and his lineage was spared, his bloodline rather, Noah and his bloodline was spared from the judgment of water, and Lot and his bloodline was spared from the judgment of fire for their redemption. So you have a judgment before redemption and a judgment before a redemption. And he says, likewise, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now, I want to show you another verse of scripture. We're going to pull this up here on the screen. This is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Beloved, I now write to you, this is the second epistle, in both of which I stir you up, in which I stir up your minds by the way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days. So again, there will be scoffers that will mock this message today, this very message, this very warning today on podcasts, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Rumble. They'll hear this, they'll see this, and they will scoff it. They will mock it. They will ridicule it. They will write it off. He says that scoffers will come in the last days, walking in accordance to their own lust, and they will say, where is the promise of his coming? You preachers have been saying this for years. You prophets have been saying gloom and doom for all these years. And where's the Son of Man? Where's the Son of God? Where's this rapture you talk about? Where's this great redemption you talk about? Where is the eastern sky splitting? Where is the judgment? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth. Now listen to this. We get into some heavy part here. Ready? And the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. There's your first judgment by water before the great redemption of Noah and his lineage, or his bloodline. But the heavens, verse 7, 2 Peter 1, but the heavens and the earth, which are now present tense, preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So did you catch that? So Peter, the apostle Peter, reiterates here that just as there was a judgment of a great deluge of water that impacted the whole earth before a great redemption, there is coming another judgment prior to a great redemption. So there's right in the midst of judgment, there's redemption. Right in the midst of wrath, there is a distinction between those who know him and those who don't. Let me go back. Days of Noah, those who rejected the gospel, those who rejected the message, those who rejected Noah's warning were swallowed up by the judgment of water. But Noah and his bloodline, who received the warning of God, heed the warning of God, and prepared accordingly, were spared. In the days of Lot, two angels came. They warned Lot to get his family ready, get his house in order, because judgment was coming. And Lot did exactly what the angels commanded him to do. And the Bible says that he took his bloodline and he escaped the cities of the plains, went into a place called Zoar. And when the sun came up that morning, fire and brimstone came out of heaven. Those that rejected the warning, shunned the prophets, shunned the warning of Lot, they were consumed by the fire of the judgment of God. And Lot, and with the exception of his wife who turned back and was turned into a pillar of salt, his two daughters and himself escaped the wrath. I'm trying to tell you, friends, I believe that we are seeing this prophetic parallel that God is telling us through the word of the Lord, that as we get closer to the revealing of the Son of Man, as we get closer and closer to the day when the Son of Man is revealed from heaven, we are going to see an increase of more judgments, catastrophes, calamities, historic weather events, cataclysmic events that stun scientists, leave experts baffled, and leave climatologists shaking their heads in disbelief. Because why? Because the whole earth is groaning and travail for the redemption that has been foretold through the word of God, through the prophets, and through the apostles, and is being carried down. Come on, even in this hour, that is being carried through and carried down by us. Come on, the saints of God here today. We are those who are continuing to carry this redemptive message, and we are warning many to prepare for the revealing of the Son of Man in this hour. So guys, listen, this is what I want to do to close this broadcast. I told you we wouldn't be on here very long. Number one, I want you to share this with as many individuals as you can. Get this to people that are lost. Get this to people that are backslid. Get this to people that need to hear the message of the gospel. This is a warning. This is going out. And yet another prophetic warning in this hour that people need to get right. So if you're listening to this today, you're watching this today, and you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you're backslid, you're in a place where you know you're not right with God, you know that if the Lord was to split that eastern sky right now, or if your heart was to stop beating in your chest, or if you were to die in a car accident, or whatever the case would be, and you were to slip into eternity, you would not be ready to meet, come on, the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to give you that opportunity right now to make it right with him. So if you're watching this, you're listening to this today, the Bible says if we repent of our sins, confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and live on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. Transform your life. Wash you by his blood, redeem you, come on, by the word of God. And the Bible says your name is now written in the Lamb's book of life. So again, we want to congratulate you if you made that decision today, or if you're even backslid, that you just repent where you're at and you come back to the fold and get right with the Lord because the hour is late. Come on, the scoffers are going to keep scoffing, but the hour is late. But we have to stir them up in the way of remembrance that God is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but he is long-suffering and wills that none perish and all come to repentance and the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even the Apostle Peter said that we've got to be remindful of this thing, that one day is like in 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is likened unto one day. So listen, I don't get discouraged because it's been 6,000 years. I don't get discouraged because we've heard these things for generation to generation to generation, because I know that no man knows the day nor the hour, not even Jesus nor the angels from heaven, but the Father only knows the day and the hour that the Son of Man is going to return. But he did tell us that we can know the times and seasons in which we are in. And that, my friends, is what we're discussing today. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, we want you to stay in contact with us, guys, because we don't want you to rely on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these other social media giant platforms who are in hyperdrive of suppressing, censoring, and removing content on all these platforms. So go and get and download the free app. You can subscribe to our main website at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can subscribe to our daily digest, but even more so, download the free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. Just go to those Play stores, type in End Time Headlines, download the app, push yes to push notifications, and you're not going to miss a single headline. You're going to get all of our podcasts, and you're going to get all of our videos uploaded to you right there on the app. And as you may know or may not know, we're in the middle of a transition with our app. We're updating it. We're adding new features. We are right now under the watch section of the app. It's linked to our YouTube account, but we are quickly changing that to Rumble. So if you've not yet subscribed to Rumble, please go find us on Rumble. Subscribe to us, because YouTube, again, is censoring, shadow banning, and completely removing content from their platform. So we want to go to another place where we can speak what we feel like we need to speak, and we won't have to be concerned with censorship. And if it ever got to a point where they begin to censor and take down videos, then we'll just move to another platform. But there will always be opportunity to be able to get the word out. I believe that. I believe heaven and earth shall pass away, but this not in one jot nor tittle of the word of God will pass away until all things be fulfilled. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the nations as a witness, and then the end shall come. And again, follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Gab. We're on Gab. We're on Telegram. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on all these platforms. So please go find us on these platforms. Subscribe to us, whatever the ones that work for you. Please go and keep up with what we're doing. Again, we want to give you the opportunity. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, if you'd like to become a monthly partner, you can do that either two different ways. You can either, one, give by electronically by through the app or through the main website. You can give there. It's going to show you places you can give down below the app on donate, or go to the main website. You're going to see places that says support, give, donate, all over the place. You can't miss that. And if you'd like to give by check or money order, you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, that's where you can give by check or money order. And as always, guys, we want to thank you for taking this time out, our time today on this Thursday afternoon. It is the 2nd of September. We're running out of months in the month of, or the year of 2021. It's unbelievable. We've only got a few more months left of the year. We're winding down, and we thank you as always coming on here. We've got one more day left of this podcast week, which is tomorrow. We're going to be back on here tomorrow, Lord willing, of course, and we will have a message of encouragement or another prophetic update. We'll pray about that and see what we'll deliver tomorrow, and we'll close out the week. Now, Monday is Labor Day weekend. So we're going to be off Saturday, Sunday, and we will not be back on your Monday. So that way you can spend time with your family and your friends and enjoy that time off. But we will be right back here on Tuesday of next week. So again, tomorrow we'll be back. We'll take off Friday or Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then we'll be back next week on Tuesday. So until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.